All right, and welcome back to No Country for Us. Today, I'm joined with Ella Walther. Ella, hi. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Ella Walther. I'm a junior.
All right, cool. And today, we are talking about the generation gap. I'm sorry, that was gross.
It's okay.
All right, so specifically, there has been a new insult has arisen.
Yeah, it's pretty offensive to some people, which is mm-hmm. kind of funny, considering it originally started as a joke, but...
Mm-hmm, yep. Most people that listen to this will probably be familiar with the term okay boomer.
Okay boomer.
Yeah, they talked about it a little bit on the H3 podcast, actually.
Yeah. okay boomer, like, I feel like it originally started on TikTok pretty much as just kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, a meme or a joke or whatever, but
right.
it's actually been covered by, like, actual news sources, like Washington Post made, like, they've made articles about it. Like, it's become a derogatory term, apparently, yeah. for old people.
H3 reviewed this on their podcast. They reviewed somebody, I forget who specifically, but they likened it to being the equivalent of the N-word in yeah. terms of, like, ageism.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, not accurate, not
no,
on the
not
same
accurate
level.
At all. It's literally, maybe this is very Zoomer of me to say. But
that's also another term
yeah,
that's come
okay
out,
is
Zoomer.
Yeah, okay has arrived from it, which I guess is like Gen Z or whatever, but mm-hmm. it originally did just start as like a joke, and I feel like people have really, I guess, taken it over the line in terms of like how important it is. It's
yep.
it's just a prank.
It's just a prank,
just
bro.
Just a prank, bro.
But yeah, so I think... what it's come to be, at least from what I've seen, is it's come to describe anybody that's really older than millennial.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't even have to necessarily be
no.
an actual boomer.
No,
it,
even if it's, like, I don't know, this is going to kind of be a little story, but I was at work the other day, and even this kid, he works with me, he's not that much. I'm so sorry. I'm tapping my foot.
That tapping was the wire hitting Ella's mic. Go
I'm
on.
I'm very Ella. Unprofessional. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
But there's this guy at my work. He's probably in his early 20s, and, like, he called me a Zoomer. And he's maybe, like, 5 years older than me or so. But
oof.
I know. And he even said, okay, Boomer, to me. And it's, like, I feel like it has kind of transcended into more of a thing that, like, you just say it.
Right.
In terms of, like... like, it's not necessarily an ageism thing. Like,
yeah.
in some cases it is, but...
I mean, I've seen it. It's used to, like... it's used to, for anybody that's, like, expressing an idea that seems outdated.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
says something old, so it's like, okay,
yeah,
boomer.
Not progressive,
yeah.
I guess, is, I feel like, a big thing. Like, if somebody says, you know, yeah, just pretty much an idea that, like, is kind of not with the times, mm-hmm. I guess it's not with that progressive mindset. It's like, okay, boomer, like...
right.
like... you need to get with the times, like.
Well, what I love about it so much is that, like, the backlash from it just kind of proves the point.
Yeah, to it, you can literally just say,
okay boomer.
Boomer.
All right.
They're really digging a deeper hole for themselves just and, like, by getting a... yeah, for real. That was so gross.
Like how you made the noise with
but your chuh. Emphasis on chuh.
But, yeah, it's just... it's hilarious because they're just proving the point even further, even if it's not even used directly at
right.
them.
Like, I guess just, like, with the whole big, or I guess it's really not even a big mm-hmm. thing, I guess. But the moral of the story is that I just truly believe that it should not be, like, a derogatory term in any sense. It's not ageism. It's more just, like, it's more just of an expression, I guess, than a way of identifying, like, oh, you're an old person, like.
Yeah.
Okay, boomer. Like,
yeah, I mean, Zoomer came out to, like,
yeah,
as just a backlash of the okay boomer thing.
Right, exactly. Like, we say something that's, like, typical of our generation.
Exactly.
Or somebody said, yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's funny how, yeah, it's funny too how, like, the roles can be reversed. Like, they can say okay, Zoomer, but us, knowing that it's just a joke, like,
right.
I haven't seen any quote-unquote Zoomers be getting offended by, you know, being called that or anything, so.
Yeah, it's just... I think it's just such a, like, a ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love that, I don't know. I like that we've kind of taken it to the next level. Cause, like, you know, every generation kind of backlashes against the one
yeah.
before it. But I like how we've taken it to the extreme
mm-hmm.
where, like, it used to just be, like, you know, rebelling in the traditional sense.
Right.
You know, we're rebelling in ideas, but now it's this, we're going to call you out for it, basically. We're going to call you out for your old, outdated ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Like, kind of the whole sense of, just those outdated, I don't mean to keep repeating stuff, but that those outdated ideas that, like, typically have just been, you know, us, the younger generation, or, you know, kids of generations past would just be like, okay, quote-unquote old person or whatever, right. Like, that's just, it's just parents being parents or adults being adults, but now it's like, we're calling you out for that.
Right.
We think it's funny, but now that you're being called out, you're getting offended by it, which it's not meant to offend, it's just kind of meant to, like, make you face the fact that, you're just need to...
You need
with 2019.
Need to get a little bit more progressive here.
Right.
We're trying to advance the human race. So anyways, what I really like the origin of the word, okay? Because like I said earlier, it's
pretty trendy too. Like it's kind of like not an acronym, but a shortening again, which is I feel like, you know, we turned like we say LOL, well not LOL, but we text well, I say LOL, but that's because I'm gross.
Lol.
Lol. But, you know, like you were saying, it started off as, like, you know, the baby boomer generation, which it's kind of originally targeted at. And us being, I guess, very zoomer of us to shorten it and just being like, okay, boomer. So.
Well, what I'm interested in specifically is, like, the root of the word, specifically boomer. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I find it interesting that we specifically target that generation. Like, we could have targeted, like, Generation X, for an example, the one before baby boomer. But we chose boomer. And what I like about it is everybody we're calling boomer, they're like, what, like 30 to 40 years old?
Yeah. Right?
The target age for actual baby boomers is 55 to 70 years of age.
Exactly. Which kind of could kind of be used against us, too, in the sense that, like, okay, for example, a boomer could be saying, oh, you guys are so uneducated, like, you don't even know what a baby boomer is. And then to that, we could all respond, okay boomer.
Well, yeah, okay, so I think I did a little bit of research, and this is why I think boomer specifically, like that word was like became the insult. So the baby boomers grew up as like one of the most privileged generations in American history. Almost as much
time,
as we have.
Yeah,
almost
post-war time, like, economic growth, success, stuff like that.
Yeah, wealthier, healthier, anyways. And they also grew up in a culturally divisive time because it was like, you know, it was like 50s, 60s era when the generations were starting to shift. You had people like the hippies and, like, you know, the hipsters.
Yeah, just a big time of, like, cultural change and, like, what is accepted in society changes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I think... It is so hilarious because when I did this research, I found out that the baby boomers had their own chant against previous generations.
Well, if you think about it, like, the baby boomers were kind of doing what we're doing in a sense now, too, of, like, their parents were probably saying, like, to girls, like, oh, showing ankles.
Yeah.
So scandalous. But and they're like, no, mom, I'm going to show my knees or my shins. And it's like... It's we're practically doing the same thing, like we're rebelling in that sense too. But
I love it that they were rebelling, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Yeah, the generations we're gonna raise will be so much better." And then we turn around and say, "Okay, boomer."
Yeah, exactly. Just we're like, just like, and then they're like, okay, boomer.
"What? No, I was. How dare you? I was on your side."
but no, I just think it's so funny too because I don't know. I feel like it's just like this is literally history repeating itself. It's just in a different form. So I think that. I do think it's kind of unfair for people to make assumptions about the fact that it is like, or that it is considered a derogatory term. Like, I just genuinely do not think that it should be thought of as that. Like, it's
right.
I don't know. It's
it's such a perfect example.
Yeah, it
of
seems
that.
Just like a little bit hypocritical that they're, you know, criticizing the quote unquote youth or younger generations for doing something that. They probably did once too, but in a different way, shape, or form. So
I called my mom a boomer last night.
I said, okay, boomer to my mom. And she was like, what's that? And this was more near the beginning of the trend. I was like, oh, mom, let me pull up some articles. Let me show you.
Well, my mom, she was trying to, so she wants to be an artist, an illustrator, and she's in college for that, which is really cool. And she wants to do an art account, which is, you know, fine. I know I was trying to teach her how to, like, set it up and stuff. But...
what does this button do?
Yeah, teaching somebody to set up. So teaching somebody that's over the age of 30 how to
literally
set up.
Literally my mom with Instagram. Like, there's this ongoing joke with, like, Facebook moms. And Minion memes.
Yes.
And just, like the epitome of, like, stereotypical soccer mom. That's, like,
yeah.
It's also Facebook mom. And that's just, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, okay, continue. So she was so worried about her, like, Instagram, like, username and, like, what she should put in the bio. And
cool,
like,
mom, 21. Yeah,
she's like, I don't want to come off as, you know, like, too sophisticated. And I'm like, this is Instagram.
Yeah, I was about to say, look, we can't say anything on air.
Finstas exist.
Right. Well, and even, like, look at some, like, meme account usernames and you will not feel bad about yourself at all.
Yeah, so I legit looked at her in the face and I was like, listen, boomer.
Listen here.
Let me tell you some stuff.
Sit in my lap and actually don't.
Okay.
I was going to say.
I might cut that. I probably will. We'll leave it in.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I mean, though? Like, yeah. Like, yeah. It's like, oh, let me tell you a story. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
let me tell you a story.
That's what I meant. I retract my previous statement.
It all started with this gorilla back in 2016.
Harambe. Child.
All right, so do you think generations tend to be more hostile to each other, or do you think our generation has been more hostile to the previous one?
I don't really think that we've been more hostile. I just think that we've been more direct. Mm-hmm. But I feel like hostile has a negative connotation associated right. with it, because I feel like that's like attacking them, but I don't mm-hmm. necessarily feel like we're attacking them. We're just calling them out on the fact that a lot of the issues that we're experiencing now and that we're trying to overcome now were caused by ignorance in the past, like with climate change
mm-hmm.
and just issues revolving like worldly issues that mm-hmm. we're encountering. That was just kind of taboo or not really cared about back then. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't really feel like, I don't feel like we're attacking them for it. I just think that it's like, yo, in your guys' days, you chose to ignore this as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're criticizing us for the habits that we do, like whether it's being on our phones or stuff like that. But, you know, you guys were saying racial slurs. Yeah. So right.
We got some cleaning up to do.
Right.
Yeah. So kind of tying back to the beginning when we started, how severe of an insult do you think OK Boomer is?
On a scale of 0 to 10?
Sure. We'll go scale from 1 to 10.
0.5. As
0.5.
In not
like not even at 1.
Yeah.
Because I've been hearing that, like, you know, we said it earlier, they're getting really mad. And actually, I think somebody said boomer to Mr. Fowler, and he got pretty heated at that one.
I think it's partially too because they don't understand like where it's coming from,
like,
so they're taking
it
as just and I don't think that they necessarily know that so you know, if I was older or whatever, mm-hmm. if I was a baby boomer and I was being called something mm-hmm. that I didn't really understand the origin of, like, and they're just like, okay, boomer, I'd be like, yo, what are you saying?
Whoa,
stop right
Hold
there
up. Stop.
stop that right now,
stop. So not only is this like an insult, but it's a meme.
It is a meme.
It's a meme,
and it's really taken off.
Now, I discussed this in my episode that I did about memes,
uh-huh.
and me and Sam Watkins, we talked about like how memes not only are a form of comedy but also arise from current issues.
Yeah,
for an example, like the stonks meme.
I think they're the I guess, current day form of social media satire.
Yes, I do too. For an example, like the stonks meme was like, it's all about making poor economic decisions.
Right, exactly.
And same with like the, that wasn't very cash money of you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We think of that as like just a joke, but at the same time, like,
it's a way of calling, I feel like it's a way of mm-hmm. calling people out or just issues out or raising attention to certain issues. And I'm not saying that that goes for all memes. Some memes are not that deep. It'll be like bean or something. It'll have like a picture of an almond. So like, don't overthink that. Be like, oh, the bean represents, but no, mm-hmm. it's like, I feel like nowadays memes are, I feel like maybe if people even don't realize that they're contributing to, you know,
a meme.
Yeah, a meme
do
or
it
like
for the meme.
Yeah, do it for the meme. Or like, even if they don't think that they're contributing to like awareness or raising awareness mm-hmm. for something that's going on in society just by, you know, sharing a meme or posting one or, yeah, creating one.
Right.
You're kind of raising awareness in that aspect, and I think that that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it gets people talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the reason I ask this is because, excuse me. The reason I ask this, sorry, I'm like, I'm a little sick.
I just keep like almost busting out laughing. It's really disgusting.
I know. I've accidentally snorted into the mic a couple times and I'm like, oh God.
That's cute. ASMR pig edition.
I'm like, oh jeez, so I just snorted into the into the mic.
Enjoy my snot. Sorry.
Okay. So anyways.
Back on track.
Yeah, back on track. The reason I'm asking this is because, you know, as I said, they arise from current yeah. issues. Where do you think this boomer thing, why is this coming out right now?
I feel like I feel like it's for a bunch of different reasons, but it kind of relates to what I was saying back earlier. Like, me especially, I don't know if it's just, you know, the type of feed that I get on Instagram or social media, mm-hmm. but I feel like I have seen more of those issues, like, regarding, like, the wildfires in California, like, melting ice caps, stuff like that. Right. That's kind of, like, I feel like that's been more talked about recently because right. it's starting to get more and more, I guess, important in media coverage because it is becoming such a significant problem mm-hmm. that in itself is kind of, you know, people share on their Instagram stories those issues or those posts that, like, are talking about it or showing the issue. And for the people, I feel like this is kind of getting into government, but like mm-hmm. it just, I feel like for the younger generation, so like me, I'm not capable of voting yet. I won't be able to vote for another about year and a half. So it just feels kind of like I don't have a sense of power.
Right.
But by calling out, like, I feel like, and I don't mean to speak for everyone, but I do feel like, you know, the younger generation, mm-hmm. our form of kind of rebelling or, you know, trying to take action in the way that we can is by right. calling out the people who are capable of making these changes, like politicians, mm-hmm. parents, other adults who aren't, you know, making mm-hmm. pressure right. for these issues to change.
So by calling out the older generation, those who actually do have the power to change, it yeah. makes it more clear this is what the younger generation wants. Right. We need to be heard.
And they may not like it.
Right. Oh, and they don't.
And they don't. Obviously, people are getting yeah. offended. But I feel like if you're doing something mm-hmm. and you're being called out for it, like, that's not going to feel good no matter what. But
no.
I don't right. think, again, and that's that mm-hmm. in that sense, me saying that kind of does make it seem like it's an insult. But again, mm-hmm. I don't really feel like it's an insult. It's just a satirical right. way of just, yeah, calling them out.
Yeah, it's kind of like calling them out for, like, their incompetence almost.
Yeah,
like,
or just, you know, just for ignorance.
Yeah, and not even necessarily saying they're incompetent or ignorant, but each generation kind of focuses on new issues.
Right.
And what in generations, I think it's weird because I think generations kind of unanimously agree together mm-hmm. that these are the issues. And it's like almost an unspoken thing.
Yeah, and it's happened for, I don't know, yeah. like forever, like, you know, women's suffrage, slavery, like
right.
at one point or another, people decided mm-hmm. that we're going to take action against this, and the people that were trying to, you know, keep them quiet or prevent right. this, sorry, issue from becoming solved, mm-hmm. like, eventually that becomes irrelevant and they're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to stand up. We're going to try and make a change. And I feel like that's what we're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a way to like, get our message out there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, let's see here. Oh, I think I have like one last question. Mm-hmm. What, what constitutes a boomer?
Ooh. Okay. Cause well, like, obviously,
cause we know that we can call, it doesn't matter yeah. what generation they're from. You could yes. call anybody a boomer.
I feel like it's hard to put a label almost on boomer because at this point, I feel like it's more of a term that you, like, I do feel like it's more of a phrase rather than,
right.
like, you could say it to anyone if they're mm-hmm. saying something, we said outdated like 80 times.
Outdated.
Like, yeah.
There's going to be a compilation about outdated.
We've now said it 83 times. No,
can
I'm
we
kidding.
Get an outdated counter?
Exactly. But I just feel like you could really say it to anyone. It's like, yeah. you say an idea that's not, I don't know.
Up to par.
Yeah, up to par. Like, some people may be like, oh, if you say something that's not socially acceptable mm-hmm. or progressive, it's like you can automatically say, okay, boomer to that.
But okay, boomer.
Yeah, because I'm sure that there yeah. are some very hip and trendy right. older people. Okay. But
so, like, maybe not asking who would constitute as a boomer, asking what ideas would constitute as being quote-unquote boomer-like.
Yeah.
Boomer-like.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the controversial topics that
right.
have been coming up, especially recently, so or issues that, mm-hmm. you know, we're confronting. So if it's just you're taking a more conservative view on things, I feel like sometimes, you know, certain people
right.
might say, like, okay, boomer to that. So,
right.
But then I also feel like it could be kind of a joke, too. Like, if you right. don't, like, you with your mom, it's like, how do I set up Instagram? It's like, okay, boomer, listen. Like,
all right, listen, boomer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it's just don't present outdated ideas yeah. and we don't call you
but
it doesn't work like that, right, but
it's so hard to define. It's just like you feel it, like right. you just feel it. It's like, oh, I gotta say it, okay, boomer, or something right. like that.
Because, like, okay, this is kind of like just a funny thought,
yes,
but like what I imagine is like when I say okay, boomer, the people I imagine reacting are like 90 years old and have like a
I feel
walking,
the same way,
like a walking, what is it, the
walking stick, no, not walking,
the,
well.
You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes,
the walker.
The walker,
with
yeah.
the tennis balls on the bottom. That's who I yes. imagine is reacting
like
to
the old
these.
Guy from Up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's who I imagine is which, reacting to the boomer, like, insults. But when I mean, Fowler, Mr.
yeah,
Fowler
he's,
reacted
he's
to it, and he's
all.
Not old at all.
Right.
So it's like,
well, and
who the, actually
the
is?
The funny thing with that, too, it's like, I feel like, you know, the older people
yeah.
that we imagine might mm-hmm. have those ideas. But in all reality, the people that we're most likely saying, okay, boomer to,
yeah.
and the people who are causing outcry about it are people who, first of all, like, frequently use social media enough to post about it.
It is. It's the people that are on right. social media, the old people that are on social media.
And by
when
old
I say
people,
old,
it's like
I don't even
40
mean
years
like
old.
Old.
Right.
I don't even mean old people. It's just.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just.
The loud people.
Loud people, yes.
Yes.
It's the people that are very spoken. Vocal about their opinions.
Right, exactly.
Those are the okay boomer.
Because I don't imagine my
offended
92
people.
Oh my God, 92 grandma.
92 grandmas.
Yes.
All yelling yeah. in all, unison. Yeah. Don't call us boomers.
Right. Don't call us boomers. Okay. Ew, that was good. But yeah.
All right.
That's pretty much it. So.
Yeah. All right. That was pretty good. All right, I'm going to wrap things up now.
All right, awesome.
All right, cool. Make sure to join us next time on No Country for Us. Next week we'll be talking about, I'll let you know then. All right, thank you.
Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. All right, thank you, and see you next time.
All right.